Alaska has more federal land than most states and depends more on federal spending. So Alaska's governors always have a substantial list of priorities they want Congress or the administration to accomplish. Like governors before him, Bill Walker says the item at the top of his federal wish list is opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil development. Alaska's congressional delegation has been trying for decades, but Walker believes opening ANWR is politically possible.
I think it is. I'm not a stranger to that issue, and I've been in D.C. many times over the years on that issue. We've come close in the past. I'd like to, so that is certainly going to be a priority for me, absolutely.
He also wants the Obama administration to expedite all necessary permits and reviews for the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline. The project is a joint effort of the state and the private sector, but Walker says the feds can help by streamlining the regulatory timetable.
Not bypassing the public involvement or process at all, but rather than necessarily one permit, waiting for the next permit, maybe moving some permits at the same time.
Clearly, money matters. Walker this week submitted a bare-bones capital budget that relies mostly on federal funds. Walker says when it comes to the Kinnickarm Bridge, which isn't in his first budget, he's concerned about the cost of operation and maintenance.
And we have to sort of try to figure out this incredible deficit, one of the largest in our state's history, is what we're in right now. So it's hard to ignore that.
Alaska, like most states, has an office in Washington, D.C. It has five state employees, led for the past 3 years by Kip Knudsen, the director of state and federal relations. Walker hasn't yet announced who he'll appoint to the job.